You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you don't like Nick Cave, does that make you uncool? See, this is the thing with me. Says Penny. Sarah? Yeah. You see, it took me a long time to get Nick Cave. I've only recently gone, yeah, Nick Cave, genius. But you, Phil, what do you know? You seem to be a man, but you seem to be the hot guy around town at the moment. Excuse the pun.
I think he's cool, but I've never really listened to his music.
Well, I think you're cool, Phil.
Thanks. And I think you're cool too.
Let's talk about why you're cool.
Okay.
Well, one of the reasons why you're cool.
Yep.
You're a creative man, aren't you?
I guess so.
You've come up in your time with some pretty wacky things.
Yep.
Spanners, me old cob.
Yep.
And but you're the writer and director of Fire and Cardboard City.
Yes.
Which is a short film.
Yep.
How short?
7 and a bit minutes.
But it took the Best New Zealand Film Award at the Show Me Shorts Festival Opening Nights Awards Ceremony at the Mighty Civic Club.
Yes.
Yeah, on your film! Fire and Cardboard City, tell us a wee bit about it.
Well, it's a film set in a city made entirely from cardboard. And then there's something goes wrong and there's a fire and the local fire department have to put it out. But it's real fire, so they have a lot of trouble and things start burning down.
Are the people in Cardboard City made of cardboard as well?
Everything's made of cardboard.
How'd you do it? How was it?
It was done in a 3D program called Maya, and then composited, and then just, yeah, so you just wriggle.
How long did it take you to do it?
On and off, 5 years.
Once again, that's 5 years, ladies and gentlemen.
But it would have been shorter.
So that's just over a minute and a bit a year.
Yeah. Actually, most of it happened right near the end. I spent a lot of time trying to get it together and working and then having kids. Crap like that took up my time.
How did having kids help?
It slowed it down. I thought they'd be into it, but they'd kind of look at it and go, oh, yeah. And then, yeah.
But that's what you need to keep you going sometimes.
Yeah, they seem to dig it now. And I got them to, they star in it as well, so that's nice.
How do they star in it?
There's some stuff near the end where they appear, and yeah.
Your kids made of cardboard?
No, they're not quite made of cardboard, no.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. But, I believe talented producer Sarah Thompson was also involved. Sarah?
Yes.
Nearly.
Yeah.
Nearly?
Due to my useless recording skills, I had something, I don't know what it is, some portable recording device, and I recorded Sarah screaming and yelling for help, but I set the levels brilliantly high, so when we took them to the sound guy, they all just peaked completely over the top.
And Sarah, I'm going to ask you to give us a rendition of one of these. I mean, obviously, when someone hunts you down for a scream, they've got to know that you do a pretty good scream.
See, Phil went through my agent. And he paid top dollar. Yeah. So.
Well, we're not going to do that. We're just going to ask you to do it now. So.
Sarah was quite crook at the time too.
That's right. I screamed into the Zoom, which you then couldn't use, and then I couldn't talk for the rest
could you
of
give
the
us
day.
It's Halloween. Could you just give us a scream, like a really terrifying scream now?
I don't know if I can.
Run out of the room and do it outside or something then, if it's going to be more cover. Jesus, that's awesome. Wow.
That was great.
I've got to the toilet, my trousers.
I had to Phil recorded this.
Hey Sarah, that's an amazing scream.
But you're pretty prodigious screamer yourself, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm not like that. That's a help me, I'm being attacked by the dogs of hell scream.
Well, with our powers
sort of
combined,
it's a rock and roll fantastic scream. Hey, I'm Phil. You. It's great news that this has done so well.
Yes.
From 55 films to 15 nominees, and your film was nominated in 3 categories.
Yep.
Holy year bomb.
Yeah, that was great. Yes.
How many people worked on it?
About 10 or so, like over the time. Like Orlando Stewart, Matt Heath produced it, and Jeremy Dillon helped me edit it, and then there were a bunch of other people who helped me animate it, and. Here and there animate it, and I did some motion capture, lots of motion capture, which saved loads of time.
Yay. Yeah. So of all the Show Me Shorts Film Festival films, when can people see yours, and how do they go, what's the deal, was it showing? Like, when can I see it?
Okay, it's at the Rialto on... Hang on.
Don't worry, you don't have to be put on the spot. If people would like to see Phil's film or look through the rest of the catalogue, you can go to showmeshorts.co.nz.
That's what I was going to say.
Just within the greater Auckland region, there are probably about 5 or 6 cinemas you can see these guys in.
It's amazing. It's an amazing film. I've seen the trailer for it. The trailer's available. People can look at that.
Yeah, that's on YouTube and... Yeah.
So look at the trailer for Fire in Cardboard City, and then just imagine what the rest is going to be like.
And go and see it. 60 extra minutes.
Hey, congratulations, man. That's amazing. And
Thank you. And
it's an amazing film, and you're very talented.
Thank you.
The win, though. What's this thing about you winning, and then maybe you can apply to be in the Academy?
Oh, yeah, so now you're...
Holy, that's right. I forgot to talk about the Academy Awards.
Yes, yeah, so
the Oscars, man.
Oscar accredited or some such. So now, it's eligible for the Oscars.
So is this how Taika got nominated for 2001?
I guess so. So you win, there's certain competitions around the world, and if you win, you then become eligible.
So you're eligible?
Yeah, and so then you send it to them.
I'm going to come around and give you a big hug.
I'm looking forward to this.
We got screams, we got hugs.
Eligible for the Academy Awards.
Oh, isn't that great?
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
What does that mean?
So I don't know. Actually, I've got to talk to... I'm quite green on a lot of this short film stuff, and I guess I've got to send it to someone.
You've only done 5 years of it.
No, but it's the admin side. I don't know crap when it comes to that.
But this is classic, the creatives don't know how to do the admin. Film commission
but
or some jazz.
I have some people helping me in Ireland who distribute short films, and I think they'll be onto it.
Oh, I like your fire and cardboard, Teddy. All right, Phil, congratulations.
Thanks.
Phil Brough, ladies and gentlemen, and the winner of the Best New Zealand Film at the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. That was at the opening ceremony last weekend at the Civic. And the film is around. Go to showmeshorts.co.nz if you want to have a look at it, and all the other 55 films.
You've only got a week to see it if you're in Auckland. I think they finish.
There's one more screening on Saturday at the Rialto Newmarket, I think. But I can't be 100%
sure. Showmeshorts.co.nz before the films go down country.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations to you, good friend.
See you later, man.
Bye. This is Bye Bye Batman by the Stone Roses. As our Halloween playlist continues, I think we're going to be able to do the whole show of scary songs.
This is as scary as we could get for Stone Roses.
This is Batman. That's scary, isn't it? Thanks, Phil. Congratulations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.